Hello, this is Charles Shepard of the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, bringing you another chapter of American Stories, the behind-the-scenes look into America's history of art and culture. Today's story is about portraitist Sarah Miriam Peel. Let me begin by telling you that Sarah Miriam was the niece of Charles Wilson Peel, one of the very first major American artists to have trained at the Royal Academy in London under its new American headmaster, Benjamin West. As soon as his training was completed, Charles returned home, opened the first American Academy of Art, and began teaching a number of promising young talents, including several of his own family. One of the many artist descendants of Charles Wilson Peel, Sarah Peel was born in Philadelphia and became one of America's first professional female artists and a leading portrait painter of her day. Her art career lasted 60 years, and she supported herself financially, successfully competing with the leading male painters of her day, including John Wesley Jarvis, Thomas Sully, and Jacob Eichholz. Her father was James Peel, a brother of Charles Wilson, and her family called her Sally. She took early art training from her uncle Charles in his studio in Washington, D.C., and he, unlike her father, was a believer in the equality of women and encouraged her to pursue her talents. He also introduced Sarah to potential collectors by taking her to numerous social events in Washington, where she charmed everyone in society, which led to a stream of important commissions. She was a close friend of Thomas Sully, and he, as a prominent portrait painter, took Sarah and his own daughters to various lectures on anatomy, a subject closed to women of that era because of the indelicacy of the subject. Her first large painting, a self-portrait, was completed in 1818. Just a few years later, she became the first woman elected to the faculty of the New York National Academy, which in those days was the stamp of an artist's authenticity, guaranteeing that they met certain prescribed standards. In 1825, she moved to Baltimore, where she worked in the Peel Museum, which was run now by her cousin, Rembrandt Peel, one of Charles Wilson's sons. She became the most sought-after portraitist of all Baltimore, painting more than 100 of its leading citizens in a style that was regarded as skillfully realistic. Her subjects looked dignified, pleasant, and capable, and they had expressions that conveyed the idea that they were genuinely human. In a time prior to photography, there was a wide, wide market for painted portraits, and she drew some of the best customers. Her studio attracted many diplomats, congressmen, and other well-known individuals sought to be drawn by her or to buy her oil paintings. Although most commissions were from people who sought her, she also solicited commissions, such as that of the Marquis de Lafayette, the French ambassador, whom she contracted to pose for her when he came to Washington. He agreed and set four times, but unfortunately, that work is lost. Other politicians who allowed her to paint their likenesses included Senator Thomas Hart Benton, Caleb Cushing, and Daniel Webster. In 1845, she moved to St. Louis, Missouri, at the invitation of its United States Senator, Thurston Polk. She liked the city and stayed there for 32 years, becoming the city's leading portrait painter. Toward the end of her life, she took an increasing interest in still life painting and won many prizes at the St. Louis fairs and other exhibitions. Reflecting the changing, loosening styles, her still lifes, often filled with fruit, are more freely painted than her early work. In 1878, she returned to Philadelphia, where she lived to her death in 1885 with her two older widowed sisters. Sarah Miriam was the last to practice the Peel style of painting that was originated by her uncle, Charles Wilson. Her style reflects the work of her uncle in its clarity of line, stressed over brushwork, and the work of her cousin, Rembrandt Peel, in her talent for rich color and accurate detailing. Sarah's portraits are distinctive in their precisely rendered furs, laces, and textiles. Her typical figure shows an upturned mouth with a hint of a smile. Most of her portraits are single figures, although some are double portraits of a mother and a child or of two children. She also executed many pendant portraits of married couples. She never married and died on February 4, 1885. Not only did Sarah Miriam Peel win numerous awards throughout her life, she was also the most commercially successful female artist in all of America. She was able to maintain a career for over 60 years and support herself without marrying, which was almost unheard of in the 1880s. Thank you for joining me, Charles Shepard, for this week's program. Please join me again next week for another episode of American Stories on NIPR.